Thursday, May 21st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. It surprises no one that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is a cheerleader for the U.S. economy and the administration. He thinks that the biggest risk to the U.S. economy is waiting too long to restart it. That view is widely shared by many, including the president. I think that the stock market has been in that camp as efforts to reopen the economy have been rewarded with stock market gains. All the states are now reopening to some degree. That gives the public the opportunity to engage in increasing commercial activities. How this goes will be determined by how it goes. Some were dismissing stay-at-home orders as a loss of liberty that they were ignoring before they were retracted. Others are not going anywhere soon until they see what the result is. Cell phone activity has surged, so many are out and about. The impact of this interaction should be evident in a few weeks. The problem is that this could be destined to fail, because if there's a limited negative impact the initial opening, they will open further and eventually the epidemic will resurge again. The data is very clear that the virus loves crowds, and a heavy virus load is dangerous to any age group. It is not going anywhere until we have a vaccine, and while I believe that they are working on that at warp speed, it will not be like Star Trek. There is plenty of time for a second wave of infections to threaten the reopening of the economy before the vaccine is available. They will need a few billion doses. The medical community is very pessimistic over the prospects of this reopening proceeding unscathed. Everyone knows that it is a trade-off between lives and the economy, or there would not have been a shutdown to begin with. I do not think that the administration has done what the medical community has advised since day one. Donald J. Trump ignored them initially when they warned him of the seriousness of the pandemic, and now he is ignoring them again in the matter of the reopening. The first ignorance cost many, many lives and much U.S. wealth. I'm not convinced that he has it right this time either when he is ignoring them again. Donald J. Trump has been suggesting that we were going to get lucky somehow and the threat will pass, but like Custer, his luck ran out. And many of us feel like the 7th Cavalry at the Little Bighorn. He's using the future wealth of our grandchildren to try to placate us and soothe any ill will that we may now harbor toward him with their money. I admit that I was trusting when this pandemic began. I was watching things closely and paid attention to what the WTO was saying and doing. My perception was that they did downplay the risk initially and drug their feet in labeling it a pandemic. They were acting like China had this under control, which came belatedly. China initially misled the world about the seriousness of the virus. The WHO was complicit in that they did not ring the fire alarm before the fire had become an inferno. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. I was also watching and listening to Donald J. Trump. While it may surprise you, I took his initial assurances that everything was under control and that health authorities had this covered as correct. I determined that after all, he was the president and had information far and above the rest of us, and had ordered best practices from the federal government to contain and address the health threat. That was wrong, very wrong. China, the WTO, and Donald J. Trump all have much to account for. Ever since then, it has all been about how and who to throw under the bus to protect his political future. Regardless of whatever China, the WTO, CDC, or others did wrong, Donald J. Trump failed to protect the American people. He claimed to have the intellect and instinct that something like this would never happen. If it were someone else in the White House that had performed like this, allowing this travesty to befall the nation, Donald J. Trump would be leading the lynch mob to go after him or her for the incompetency that unfolded. Trump has been arguing for a quick recovery, and we all know that's wrong. We will all know by the 4th of July what the cost was for not crushing the virus before reopening. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell offered a different perspective of the U.S. prospects than the Trump administration. I think that he sees the numbers and understands the deep implications of the pandemic on the economy. He challenged the premise in testimony before Congress that there was a trade-off between opening the economy and the public health outcome. The economic recovery rides on the public health outcome. You're not going to get a good economic recovery with a bad public health outcome, simple as that. He said that people have to believe that it is safe to return to what will be the new normal for social and economic activity before growth will return. A second wave of the pandemic in the United States could have a greater negative impact on the future economic prospects than having waited a little longer until the metrics of the pandemic had begun to trend positive. None of the initial state reopenings followed medical guidelines and proceeded in spite of that. If the reopening of the U.S. economy is being duffed, much of the money expended for COVID-19 aid will have been wasted. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.